Yes, ma'am?
Shh! Will you go down and buy two for us, Elizabeth? Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
What are you doing, Bella?
Nothing, dear. Don't wake yourself.
What are you doing, Bella? Come here.
Only for tea, my dear. Muffins, for tea.
Muffins, eh?
Yes, dear. He only comes so seldom, I thought I might surprise you.
Why are you so apprehensive, Bella? I was not about to approach you.
No, dear. I know you weren't.
This fire's in ashes. Ring the bell, will you, Bella, dear, please?
Yes. Is it merely to put coal on, my dear? I can do that.
Now then, Bella, we've had this out before. Be so good as to ring the bell.
But, dear, Lizzie's out in the street. Let me do it. I can do it so easily.
No. Where's the girl? Let the girl come up if Lizzie's out.
Oh, but, my dear...
Go and ring the bell, please, Bella. There's a good child. What do you suppose the servants are for, Bella? Go on. Answer me. What do you suppose servants are for?
To serve us, I suppose, Jack.
Precisely. Then why
are you... But I think we should consider them a little, that's all.
Consider them? There's your extraordinary confusion of the mind again. You speak as though they work for no consideration. I happen to consider Elizabeth to the tune of £16 per annum, and the girl £10, £26 a year, all told. And if that is not consideration of the most acute and lively kind, I should like to know what is.
Yes, Jack, I expect you are right.
I have no doubt of it, my dear. It's sheer weak-mindedness to think otherwise. What's the weather doing? Is it still as yellow?
Yes, it seems to be denser than ever. Shall you be going out in this, Jack, dear?
Oh, I expect so. Unless it gets much worse after tea. Come in.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I thought the bell rang.
Yes, we rang the bell, Nancy. Go on, my dear. Tell her why we rang the bell.
Oh, yes. We want to put some coal on the fire, Nancy. Please.
And you might as well light the gas, Nancy. This darkness in the afternoon is getting beyond endurance.
Yes, sir.
You're looking very impudent and pretty this afternoon, Nancy. Do you know that?
I don't know that at all, sir, I'm sure.
What is it? Another broken heart added to your list?
I wasn't aware of breaking any hearts, sir.
I'm sure that's not true. And that complexion of yours, that's not true either. I wonder what mysterious lotions you've been employing to enhance your natural beauties.
I'm quite natural, sir, I promise you.
But you do it adroitly, I grant you that. What are your secrets? Won't you tell us the name of your chemist? Perhaps you could pass it on to Mrs. Manningham and help banish her pallor. She'll be most grateful, I have no doubt.
I'd be most happy to, I'm sure, sir.
Or are women too jealous of their discoveries to pass them on to a rival?
I don't know, sir. Will that be all you're wanting, sir?
Yes. That's all I want, Nancy. Except my tea.
I'll be coming directly, sir.
Oh, Jack! How can you treat me like that?
But, my dear, you're the mistress of the house. It was your business to tell her to put the coal on.
It isn't that. It's humiliating me like that, as though I'd do anything to my face and ask her for assistance if I did.
But you seem to look upon the servants as our natural equals, so I treated her as one. Besides, I was only trifling with her.
It's strange that you can't see how you hurt me. That girl laughs at me enough already.
Laughs at you? What an idea! What makes you think she laughs at you?
Oh, I know she does in secret. In fact, she does so openly, more openly every day.
But, my dear, if she does that, doesn't the fault lie with you?
You mean that I am a laughable person?
I don't mean anything. It's you who read meaning into everything, Bella, dear. Oh, I wish you weren't such a perfect little silly. Come here and stop it. I've just thought of something rather nice.
Something nice? What have you thought of, Jack?
I shan't tell you unless you come here.
What is it, Jack? What have you thought of?
I read that Mr. McNaughton, the celebrated actor, is in London for another season.
Yes, I read that. What of it, Jack?
What of it? What do you suppose?